terrifying as the plot. We're now listening to
Hello, everybody. I'm Samuel Beerman. And if you're listening right now, you're listening to Off the Rails. I'm joined here alongside with my two co-hosts. State your business.
I am a business multi-billionaire, and I invest in homes.
And I'm Brody.
Yeah, that's Brody. And Gabe.
Hi.
Hey. And guys, we're getting close to the end of the first half of the year.
Uh-oh.
We are.
You know what that means.
In the end of 2023.
Yeah. Almost the end of the year. That's crazy. It's absolutely insane that this year is kind of, well, not for me. It hasn't really flown by for me.
Flying. Isn't flan like a food?
It is. It's like a dessert. I don't know too much about flan. Never had it.
My mom's told me about it.
But this year has gone by for some of us. Like, for you guys, has it flown by?
Yeah. I think it's flown by pretty fast. That's just because we're in high school. We do the same thing every day, so it starts repeating. And then the things happen every single day. Like, this show happens every Wednesday at 8:30 to 9:15.
Yes, sir.
I look forward to the show every week.
So it's the same thing that happens over and over, which our body gets used to, and it speeds time up in our head.
Yeah.
That's why some days feel faster, because they're really more routine than most.
Mm. You get into the loop, and you can't really get out of it.
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
One thing I can get behind is Legos and Fortnite.
Legos and Fortnite.
Yeah, that is happening.
Mm-hmm. That is officially happening.
One of the top three events this year.
Yeah.
Fortnite Lego.
It's happening like at the end of the year too.
It's happening tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Get excited, Lego Fortnite.
Yes, sir.
So basically, it's have you guys ever played the game Rust?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
It's Rust and Fortnite. I think it's Rust and Fortnite.
So like resource gathering and base building and stuff?
Fortnite with weapons.
Fortnite has had weapons, Brody.
I mean, Minecraft with weapons.
Minecraft has also.
I'm pretty sure Minecraft.
Minecraft, they have mods, but they don't have the weapons I'm talking about.
Brody, what are you saying?
I'm saying. I'm saying they're going to be firearms.
Ah, okay.
Said appropriately and. Yes.
Yeah.
Good job.
Wait, I know what you're talking about now. I was like very confused, and I just dropped something. We'll worry about that later.
Wow.
It's probably not important.
That's going to be being. And every skin has a Lego skin.
Yeah, every skin.
I want to see The Rock and.
Yeah.
Fortnite Minecraft.
Lego Dwayne Johnson.
Lego Dwayne Johnson.
That'll be.
You know, you never can do a WWE because crossover because of that.
Yeah.
Because The Rock's in.
They canonically erased all of WWE.
They canonically made their Dwayne The Rock Johnson a Fortnite character.
He's natty.
Which
who is actually like in not The Rock in that universe.
Yeah, he's not The Rock. He's just The Rock.
The Foundation.
It's
The Foundation.
That's his name.
That was so confusing when I first saw that. I was like, wait a minute.
I saw it on Twitter, and I was like, no. That's gotta be like deepfake. That's gotta be like AI generated.
That's not real. That can't be real. And when it became real, you looked like a clown.
Yeah.
We all looked like clowns.
He looked like a clown. He looked so dumb.
He did look.
He looked a little wonky.
Yeah. It was. Yeah.
There's something about his face that didn't match it.
They should 3D scan people and put them in Fortnite.
No. No.
I need a 360 high resolution render.
2K render.
I really don't think that we need that.
You say 2K type render. Just put Pyramid in the game.
We could do it.
Samuel Pyramid icon skin.
New skin.
I don't know how I feel
icon
about
series.
That.
Sam from the radio on air on Fortnite.
You need to have a microphone, a podcast microphone as his
podcast mic and a dumbbell.
Ooh, okay. You're cooking something over there. I'm gonna be honest.
I don't know what his back bling would be. Maybe headphones.
Maybe like 3 rolls of duct
Studio
tape
headphones.
And a protein shake.
3 rolls of duct tape.
Nah, he should just have.
Why would I?
He just should have a can of Ghost on his as his back bling.
either a ghost or a rock star. Yeah. One of the two.
A ghost back bling in Fortnite. I need a collab.
I need a pre-workout collab in Fortnite.
Those little things that always...
These headphones don't fit.
Well, it's because you got your hoodie the other ones?
No, like they legitimately... If I
those are like actually really good ones.
No, because I this like doesn't... Them. This goes. This won't go in.
Yeah, no. It's because the very, very top part isn't supposed to. There's the little band underneath. Come on. Use the equipment.
Band is holding you.
Okay.
Can you stay?
You think you're fine now?
I'm okay.
You're okay.
I'll bear.
You will bear with me.
Yeah.
So, anyways, as I was getting on at the start of this whole shebang, we're nearing the end of the year, which means one thing. Finals.
Christmas.
Finals.
Well, that too. But
finals.
We can cover Christmas today? Stuff next week.
Aww.
But this week, we got to talk about starting the grind, starting the work, because finals week is coming up, and there's a lot of things to do.
I'm not excited.
I'm not either. I'm really not.
Because we go to Area 31, we only have, like, I don't know, four periods tops.
Right? Kind of, yeah.
I only have four, and I skip my seventh period.
Yeah?
Because it's a study hall.
Yeah, well, I don't have a seventh period, which I'm lucky. That means I get to get out early, which is fun.
Yeah.
But still, the first couple of classes are going to absolutely wreck. Like, for starters, I've got two dual credit courses that I know are going to be difficult. I've got to write an essay, I think it's going to be an 1,800, maybe 1,200 word essay.
1,200 word essay isn't awful.
Well, no, it's not awful, but it's like still a lot of words.
Two and a half pages.
It is not 2.5 pages.
Just
three.
Get heated about the topic and start going.
Well, you see,
make sure you use, Grammarly to get big words instead of tiny
use
words.
Thesaurus.
Use big words.
You see, it doesn't matter about how big the word is.
Oh, yeah.
It's about
not
how
a,
many
it's not
words
a letter
you can put
count,
in.
It's a word count.
Yeah.
See,
if
I've always, I think my school's always done letter count.
Yeah.
Which has so many characters.
Yours, yeah, lucky you, I do not get that pleasure. I got to do word count, which is fun. It's very fun because I get to separate the words that don't need separated, like isn't, is not, cannot. That's
not.
One word. That's can,
cannot.
Space,
can't.
Not. Can't, yeah. I
got hair
like
in my
you, get, you can get very creative in separating words that way, man. Like, you get to discover how many different types of words you can split apart in one setting. But, man, I do not like writing essays. Like,
I love writing essays. That's, like, my favorite kind of final.
Well, I like
See?
Writing
not
essays.
Not when it's handwritten.
Okay. Listen, I like writing essays about things that I'm, you know, really into.
Egos.
Ego waffles, they're pretty good. Like, I could go on a rant about them. They're pretty decent. They're pretty nice.
Put them in my poster.
What kind of essay you have to write? Like, is it argumentative?
We're already right. Yeah, it's an argumentative essay where we've got to use seven different sources.
Seven?
Yeah, seven sources. Basically a paragraph per source. And once we get done with the planning stage, which we're in right now, then we're going to have to start writing our essay, which is going to be so fun. I'm going to absolutely enjoy that 100%. But I feel like that's the only one that I'm really going to struggle with. Because we also have a math one. Pre-calculus. Yay. Everyone loves that.
I hate pre-calc.
You hate pre-calculus?
I hate pre-calc.
Oh, how much do you hate pre-calc? 1 to 10.
On a scale of 1 to 10?
Mm?
What's 10?
What's 10? 10 is I cannot handle
10
the
is,
numbers anymore.
10 is somebody that probably shouldn't be named on this show.
I'm going to say... 10, I'd probably go to a psych ward for hating calculus.
Oh.
I'd go like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy silly.
That bet. Oh, it's crazy silly.
Is that
need
what
my
we're saying that?
Special shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
What about you, Brody?
Never taken pre-calculus, junior.
You don't want to.
I'm not going to. I can promise you that.
I mean,
after this year, I'm done with math. The only two classes I'll have to do next year is English. And government and econ.
Yeah, let's go.
And then I'll do weights.
You will only have like three classes next year?
Yeah.
I only have three classes this year.
What?
It's because he's here.
Well, I mean, yeah, but...
And I also took all my science... I took a high school science class in 8th grade.
Yeah, so did I. That's kind of one of the reasons why I don't have to take biology now.
You shake it biology my freshman year. I don't want to take
biology ever.
Huh? I took biology my freshman year.
You took biology freshman year?
Yeah.
I did, too. But it was a weird integrated one.
And then I took ICP, which is integrated chemistry and physics, my sophomore year. And then this year, I'm not taking any science. I could have taken Earth-based science, which is super easy.
It is.
But
I took that
do
one.
Do I want to?
Yes.
No.
No.
Would I rather go lift heavy circles for 55 minutes? Yes. So
you made the right decision, my friend.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Because I only have two required classes this year, and it's the two that I'm taking right now.
Mm.
And it's the two easiest classes I ever take. I think people, I think just because I did this specific class, junior year has been the easiest year I've done in all of high school. And when when people say, you know, junior year is the hardest, when I think of it like, I'm not going here. I'm going to every other class. All the junior classes are hard.
Yes.
Like, every junior class in regular school is hard. Like, all the electives.
Yes.
Mm.
So, if I didn't take this, I'd probably say the same thing. So, I never, like, say anything about it because my junior year has just been really, really easy. I have people in this building who do, like, crazy math problems. I see it when I get, like, to school, and I'm like, what class is that? And he's like, it's my Area 31 class. I'm like,
huh?
Nah. My Area 31 class. We can do math here? We make silly noises and do audio prompts.
Yeah, like we can, like I said, we get to do stuff like this all the time. That's what it sounds like when we're cooking up our final projects in the studio.
Yeah.
It sounds exactly like that, like a massive dust cloud with a bunch of particle effects flying everywhere.
Looks clear is what's happening right now if you look through that window.
Yep.
Some shenanigans going on in there.
There is actually a big group of people in another studio working on their final right now.
Mm.
Yeah. And then we have to take a test.
We do.
Yes.
We got that grind going.
Oh, yeah, because you guys are first years.
So yeah, you guys he's a first year senior.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you are a senior. I keep forgetting that. That keeps catching me off guard. I'm not going to lie.
I don't forget. I don't forget.
Don't forget. Never forget. No,
never forget.
The Alamo.
Okay.
All right. Well, I was talking to my friend, my senior friend, and he was like, so he didn't get in this year. Oh. He didn't apply, though.
Oh.
And he was like, you know, he was like, so how is your junior year going? I'm like, oh, it's going amazing, man. It's, you know, one of the easiest years of, like, what I'm doing. I'm having an amazing time. I haven't really gotten into specifics because I don't want to, like, force people to, like, talk. Like, I don't want to force my way into talking about this.
Yeah, you...
So, he's like, and I was like, bro, mine was so hard. Why is it so easy for you? And I was like, oh, I go to Area 31. And then he was like, yeah, but I've heard Area 31 is pretty hard. I'm like, not the class I'm taking. It's pretty chill. The students pretty much run it. Like, the teachers kind of just, like, make sure nobody does anything stupid.
He makes sure we don't, like, have an accident.
Yeah.
He's supervising
these hands off. We run the station, I feel like. Pyramid, everybody runs the station. So it's kind of more of a...
massive group work project.
No, it's kind of more of a job environment. You come in here and you do your job every day, and you go home.
Yeah.
So...
Well, you don't really go home. You go back.
You go back to school. Right.
Go back to school.
I like going home.
I would love to go back home because
I've got I get to go back home after this for a week. Unless do we go on the same day as Ben Davis?
Kind of.
Do we go? So, do we get off on the same day?
I think.
What are you talking about?
For break. Plainfield, we get 2 weeks
for
off.
Break?
Right?
Yeah. Oh, break? Yeah. For break. You still got to come here.
Do we?
It depends on your school. Yeah.
They can line up. I think I'm pretty sure mine lines up.
Mm, well, yeah. If your guys' lines up, then yeah. Ours doesn't, so.
You'll be here.
Womp womp.
Well, you'll have to do off the rails without us.
Yeah, that's going to be... Oh, no.
I mean, do you
me
get Christmas
and Heiser.
Off?
Yeah, he gets...
Do I get Christmas off? Yeah, I get Christmas off.
Then we have
off.
The same weeks off.
Yeah.
Well, you get at least 1 week off for Christmas, and then... whatever else
I get
afterwards.
2 weeks off because I won't be here. Yeah, I will be in Mexico.
Yeah, but when do you guys come back? You.
I come back the 6th.
Mm.
The 3rd. 6th or 3rd. I think 6th.
I think that we come back the 3rd. But our school gets off like the... Either the 15th or the 16th.
Let me look at the...
I'm not going into my schedules.
I guess since we're talking about breaks, we can announce Ben Davis's break. It's December 23rd to January 8th. Which is...
Yeah, so I think we should be off for that one. Because I'm 2 weeks away from mine. You're 1 week away from yours.
Yeah.
So next week is when you go on break.
Yeah, next week.
So you'll come back before us.
Come here, though, in the mornings, right?
Yep.
Okay.
I've still got to come here.
I think I get the Friday the 22nd off at Plainfield, but I have to come here still in the morning. So I just get it disappear afterwards.
Yeah.
I think same here. I'll look it up because... It's not that hard to look up. But
unattended.
You guys can talk about some more break stuff while I'm looking at it.
I mean, like...
How about we talk about breaking things?
Breaking things? No. Breaking Bad?
Walter.
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 I can't. I'm not going to keep this bit up.
Well, I still like Breaking Things. Didn't they make a song about that break stuff?
Yeah, by Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
Yeah, way. Why are you bringing that up?
The girlfriend I've been talking to, we're sharing our music taste back and forth, right?
Uh-huh.
She listens to Limp Bizkit. I've been getting some really good music choices from her.
Listen, Limp Bizkit is, they got some pretty good songs.
They do.
Let's be honest. In terms of new metal, they are probably the best example of it you could probably get into. Like, you think new metal, if you're not thinking things like Limp Bizkit or...
New metal?
Yeah. That's what the genre is, right? Yeah.
Is it? I gotta look up how old Limp Bizkit is.
Oh my gosh.
I know my break.
Hmm? What'd you say,
Bert? I'll come here for 2 days in the morning, and then I go home. I get out on the 21st.
And then you'll just like, will you still be showing up here, man?
Yeah.
Will you still leave,
so I'm for my cruise until after Christmas, the 30th.
Oh, you got a cruise.
I'm going on a cruise.
To Mexico?
Mexico.
Ah. What are you going to do there? Tell me a bit.
I have no idea.
Got no idea?
Limp Bizkit was formed in 94.
A big group is going, and I know nobody. So I'm just going to chill.
I'm not like
I know everybody, but I'm not like really tight with anybody in that group. So
listen, man. Go out.
I'll have internet. I'll have the interwebs. I'll send you guys photos.
Listen, man. Just go out, have fun, have a big old party.
When I get back, I'm gonna look so tan. I'm gonna be so tan
because you'll be in the sun all day.
Because it's warmer down there.
Yeah, don't way have to wear warmer. A hoodie. It's not 32 degrees here.
A Timberland hoodie and shorts and sweatpants to feel kind of warm.
Oh, man. It's another thing. Winter. I hate winter weather.
I love winter weather.
Like, I like seeing the snow. Yeah.
Good.
I like seeing the ice on trees.
Good.
But I hate driving through it.
Fair.
Yeah.
And I hate having to walk through it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Fair. Fair. If you don't have boots.
Well, yeah.
And you're walking through snow.
You can
which
get
most
boots,
people
though.
Don't have snow boots.
I got snow boots.
Yeah.
Well, not like snow. Snow
are
boots,
you wearing
like
them right now, Gabe?
No.
Exactly.
If you had
I
to
wore them
walk,
one day.
If you had to walk through snow with either Hey Dudes or Jordans, it's not fun.
Or
then
Crocs.
Stop wearing them.
Crocs as well.
I'm not going out to buy $60 pair.
That's $60 snow instead of $120 on a pair of Jordans or something.
But Jordans look better.
Another thing, I gotta ask you guys
comfort
a question.
Over quality or looks.
You guys know any? I wouldn't even classify them as people. Psychos that wear shorts and t-shirts and
yes.
Freezing cold.
It was me.
It was you?
Back in Arizona.
You were that guy?
Yeah. Well, that's Arizona.
Arizona winter is
different.
My mom would yell at me because it'd be
different.
Like 42, 48 out.
Oh.
And I'd be in like jean
no,
shorts and a t-shirt.
No, not 42, 48. If it was 48 degrees out, I would be skimping around in shorts and a t-shirt too. It's
34 out right now.
It's cold.
It's not that bad.
That's like 2 degrees above freezing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
point
cold.
Being,
that is not fine. I do not. That
if
is,
it was 50 degrees out, I would be okay in shorts.
I would absolutely love 50 degrees out.
Today's high is 40 degrees.
Yeah, it's cold.
That's some cold start.
And it's only gonna get colder.
Yeah, and then seasonal depression will kick in.
Tomorrow it's going to be 53, and then Friday it's going to be 55, Saturday it's going to be 57. And then it's gonna
so what you're saying again. Is I'm going to feel sick for the next 3 days because of the weather change.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yes.
My sinuses are mild.
Yep.
Yes, I will be not about it. I'm not about the weather change. I'm not about it jumping from 32 to 58 in a matter of three days.
That's another thing.
That's so awful.
Welcome to Indiana, where the weather goes from being
Midwest.
Pleasant to uncomfortable very fast.
Just welcome to the. You can just say welcome to the Midwest.
That's why you get a layer here. You got to like.
Except
wear
Michigan,
a bunch of
I feel like Michigan's always cold. There's about the same.
Isn't Michigan north?
Yeah.
Then yes. It's always cold.
It's also by a lake, so you get a bunch of cold fronts moving
lake
through
effect.
It. Yep, fun.
And then, but
top
like
10.
Like, I would say the highest state that is Midwest is Wisconsin. After Wisconsin, I would say like Minnesota is not Midwest.
I was thinking Minnesota probably because it's like touching Canada.
It's too north for me.
Yeah, there's
it
a difference between
like Canada.
The North and the Midwest. Like, if you say Michigan is in the Midwest, you're not right.
Are we, like, drawing, like, a little square in the middle of the U.S.?
Yeah.
And saying this is the Midwest?
Mm-hmm.
The Midwest would, I think it would be, it's very small. In my opinion, in my, like, eyes, the Midwest is very small.
Are we in the Midwest right now?
It stops where Tennessee and the Kentucky border hit.
Yeah.
The top one.
Which is kind of weird. It's weird how
people... So, like south of us?
So, you would have to go south through Tennessee, and then... So, you have to go through
So, you
Kentucky.
Don't consider us Midwest?
No, I do. That's okay. The lowest that I would go. Not the highest.
I gotta look at a map.
Yeah.
So, Tennessee's under Kentucky.
I don't remember my states.
It is. You're
it
correct
is.
On that, Brody. You
can't... Don't ask me that. Don't ask me the... Please don't ask me the... What is it?
Why was I in Ohio? Okay.
Were you thinking Ohio was Kentucky?
So Alabama isn't Midwest? That's too
Alabama?
South?
Alabama?
Do you know where Alabama is?
I'm looking at a map right now.
Let me see.
Alabama is south.
Dude, Alabama?
That is far
you're
south.
Like, I'm saying Kentucky. Tennessee is a southern state.
So one state, like, above.
So Kentucky.
Kentucky is where you draw the line.
Kentucky. So I would say Missouri, Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and you're pushing it if you're saying West Virginia. You're pushing it.
Because
that's more East Coast to me.
Yeah, that's
more of an East Coast
thing.
That's
state. An East Coast thing. If you technically if you
technically
go to,
where
in
where
some
it begins
parts, in some parts in West Virginia, you can say it's kind of like the Midwest.
It's so just in the middle of everything. So people are like, oh, it's southern. No, it's East Coast. No, it's Midwest. It's in the middle of everything.
It's kind of like the hot potato of states in classification.
Because who it borders is, it borders Virginia, which is a southern state. But it also borders Maryland and Delaware, which is a East Coast state. And then it borders like Ohio. Would you count Pennsylvania as an East Coast or a Midwest state?
Pennsylvania?
Coast.
Yeah.
East Coast.
That's an East Coast thing.
Yeah. Because don't they touch that?
They're tiny, too.
They touch the sea.
All the little, like, 13 colonies, whatever.
I would
whatever,
say, like, Missouri, Wisconsin, Kentucky, Illinois.
How would you rate Midwest emo as, like, a genre?
Emo?
Yeah.
What?
Like, the emo, like, sad.
Yeah. But it's, like, more math rocky than whatever Little Peep put out.
I don't have
just
a...
Just looking at me blinking.
I don't have an opinion on it because I don't... I really don't see, like... If we're talking, like, full emo, I don't see that anybody, as much as anything.
Yeah, something I can't...
Like, I would... I feel like I would see a lot more different things in the Midwest. And that's just because it's weird. But, no, I think, what would you classify as emo now? Because back in the day, emo was, like, you had the makeup, the black hair, the nails. So, and it just doesn't,
like
it doesn't work
punk
today.
Punk alt. It feels what you just said.
Do you think then I've never seen one. So like two, because like I've never seen one in the public.
What does an email look like?
What I've never seen
2023. What is it? 2023.
I look up emo and go to images on Google. It gives me.
I guarantee it gives you like Panic at the Disco.
Probably.
Does that, look
is
like
that
Panic at the
literally?
Disco?
I've never seen that person. I've never seen a person that looks
like
that.
The, hair over the eyes.
If you
Mom,
if
you
don't look in
me.
Like early 2000s.
That's early 2000s.
If you look at
that's
early,
like,
it's not a phase, Mom.
Like I was saying, if you look at early 2000s yearbooks, you're definitely going to find one person that looks like that. Just like one.
Just look at the Smosh old Mo videos.
Rock ooh. Bands. Ooh, yeah.
Anthony. Oh, God.
Ooh. I gotta say.
My Chemical Romance. Fall Out Boy.
No. I don't think that has been a thing since like 2000.
Weezer.
You know, I used to think that that was a cool hairstyle.
I never.
No.
When I was little, I thought it was a cool hairstyle. But see, I grew up. I changed. It shows that.
Blink 182.
Blink 182 is considered emo?
Yep.
It's crazy.
And 21 Pilots.
And 21 Pilots, I can see it. I can see it makes sense.
They seem pretty happy.
Would you guys like to comment on the new trailer that came out?
For the funny game?
For, yeah, funny game, funny haha game.
Funny haha game that doesn't come out until 2025.
Have you not seen the trailer yet?
No, I.
Oh Lord,
don't think.
Wow, we're here to break the news.
Me and Isaac in the back studio are just hating on it.
Oh yeah, for the new GTA. Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
Well, do you want to know when it's coming out?
I already know about the due date. It is going to take 2 years.
Two whole
already wasn't it like seven?
It's like what they did.
You know what my
Cyberpunk.
Dad said to me when he saw that?
What he said?
He's like, "I'm not gonna get Red Dead Redemption for 10 years," and I was like.
Red Dead 3, yeah. I really hope Red Dead 3 comes out eventually.
Mm. They won't put it out until like a couple years after GTA 6 is out.
I need to fuel my online gambling addiction with Red Dead.
If you do it by 2. Going to the casino in GTA 5 right now.
Boo.
Yeah.
Boo-hoo.
I'm just saying. Or why don't you go to any EA game ever?
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah. Or why don't you go to WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis and
gamble your time away by listening to us.
Yes, sir.
It's maybe good sometimes, probably.
You might think it's a good time listening to us, or you might think it's a bad time, but
you might turn off your radio as soon as you hear that intro.
As soon as you hear Pearman, you immediately hit the power button.
The moment that you turn on your radio and just hear,
Nope.
You just, see what the...
Second time this episode,
connect Bluetooth.
You peaked.
I'm going to switch to my Midwest emo station.
There we go.
Smalling. I still can't. Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's considered,
it's considered emo.
And didn't you say Weezer as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Weezer.
And like yes. Panic at the Disco is too.
Panic at the Disco.
You're telling me
old Panic at the Disco.
Telling me the guys that sang Beverly Hills is considered Midwest emo.
Indie.
What is Midwest
emo?
I don't understand. I feel like emo is just emo. I don't feel like that's a
emo
culture.
Emo is emo.
Like
Fallout Boy.
I don't feel like
Fallout
that's
Boy. I mean, Fallout Boy is more like
from
a
place to place.
Fallout Boy is more like an alt kind of rock.
All time low.
All time low. Do not know who they are.
Cap'n Jazz.
Mm.
Simple Plan.
Mm. Simple Plan. Okay.
I'm trying to think of that.
I can kind of understand.
I don't
want to
do
plan.
It. I don't want to sing it right because I don't want to
get
in trouble.
The Get Up Kids. Death Cab for Cutie is apparently.
Mm.
American Football.
Are we just going through all the
bands? I'm looking at like
you got a whole
list.
Are
right
you
now.
Just
it
looking
just says
through
emo
your
rock
right
bands.
Now?
This is the Google results when you look that up. Jawbreaker.
Okay. Hey, Heiser.
Yeah.
Is Google a reliable source?
Oh, never.
Okay.
Absolutely. Never
I love
trust.
Asking it, though.
Do not trust Google.
What should I rather
I was
use?
Trying
what
to
would you rather
make,
I use?
Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
Do not use Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
Do not use
band.
Wikipedia.
I love seeing those.
Emo Wiki fan page.
Fan page?
Yeah.
It's a free encyclopedia.
Dude.
Stylistic origins. Post-hardcore. Alternative rock.
Huh? What are you?
Alt rock is emo?
Subgenre is screamo.
Okay. That makes sense. I've never
screamo.
Heard that, but.
Screamo is. I just broke it down in my head.
I feel like that's more. I feel like that's like death metal.
That sounds like Elmo's
Elmo's?
Like Elmo's cousin who Screamo. Cannot control his volume. Just
this
like
just sounds like
hey,
Rocco's
Screamo,
brother.
How you doing? I'm doing fine. You know?
Sounds like Rocco's brother.
Rocco?
Rocco.
Who Rocco is.
The one that made Elmo lose it
yeah.
on
yeah.
literally lose it.
Staring yeah. in the camera.
I can't believe Elmo.
I can't believe he lit. I don't. That those Rocco episodes spawned so many Elmo memes.
He lost his mind over a stone.
His
he lost his mind
rolling.
Not over the stone. He lost his mind over how the other Muppet, not
things?
Muppet, puppet.
Sesame Streeters.
Sesame Street. Yeah, treated it like it was a real person and made him feel excluded. If you haven't, I can't believe I said
you should watch
I can't
Sesame
believe,
Street
no,
right
I
now.
I can't believe I'm going to say this. There's literally a film theory episode on this subject, and
oh
I've watched the whole thing. Oh, my God.
Video essay?
No, you know film theory? No game
yeah.
theory?
Yeah.
No
the
game
guy.
Theory? Matt Pat?
Yeah.
Sans his nest?
Yeah, meth.
Hit guy.
He has a film channel, and he's covered the Elmo Rocco thing. Did you not know this?
Why would
I
he,
didn't.
Why
I'm
would
looking
he,
back and forth between Pearman and you.
Why
right now.
Would my good friend Matthias Pathias do such a thing?
Matthias.
He has four channels.
He has four?
He's five. Five, sorry. Five channels.
The fifth.
I'm
going to
take
one.
You through all of them. Okay, ready? We have Game Theory.
Right.
Okay.
We number have one. GT Live, which is where he does all his playthroughs and stuff.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. He's Film Theory. I'll take this is, I think, in order of how it came out.
Okay.
Food Theory.
Ooh.
Huh?
Okay.
And then Style Theory.
Okay.
I like
which
food
is
theory.
Clothing.
What is food theory? How do you
he's
theorize
Guy Fieri.
Food?
Gordon Ramsay, but YouTube.
Gordon
how powerful is the Kool-Aid Man? It's one episode. I know that.
I'd rate it like
oh.
a 9 out of 10.
Okay.
And then,
I understand
and
that.
And then, no.
You can
and then there's
brick wall.
One is, what is the secret recipe of the KFC fried chicken?
Mm-hmm.
What is the best fry for it? Like, what is best bang for your buck fry? What's best bang for your buck pizza? It's
Little
Caesars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You seen that one?
I didn't, but I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hot and it's ready.
It is.
No, it's also very, very not expensive.
It's like $8.
It's like $7.40 for a classic pepperoni.
Mm-hmm.
That's still some good pizza.
Yeah.
Full pizza?
No.
Takeout?
And it's always hot and ready.
Yeah.
That's it's not ready at my store.
I'm personally the one heating up every pizza ever.
But... No, and then Style Theory, I've never watched any Style Theory video in my life. I'm not going to lie.
It's just...
I just don't find it interesting.
Remember
yeah.
the 2000s movie Robots?
He yes. said he was going to do...
Thank you.
He said he was going to do Sports Theory, but he couldn't get the rights to game footage.
Ah, yeah.
So,
I feel like if he asked really nice, people would probably
he did.
Say
no,
yes,
he did.
Right?
He asked, and they said no.
Mm. Well, that sucks.
So... And it's kind of hard to get. It's really hard to get permission from NBA, NFL, MLB.
Excuse me, big sports
FIFA.
Corporation. Can I please use your game footage?
Yeah,
for
my 10 million subscribers, I probably watch all your games. Just kidding.
Already,
they probably
yeah,
don't.
No. I mean, you get your word out there a lot more. Get people more intrigued in the games.
Just like go my favorite sports team.
Mm-hmm.
Markiplier podcast.
Markiplier. Didn't we have to get that one to 5 stars on Spotify?
That was no. We don't need to go into that.
He released an advent.
Stop.
Uh-huh. It was a cool thing.
Oh, God. Right. Are you talking about the same thing I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I was thinking that was Distractable.
That was, it was.
Distractable had
favorite.
To get number one.
Yeah.
On all Spotify, on all of like Spotify's platform. And then Go My Favorite Sports Team had to get number one in sports podcasts.
Yeah.
No. I got to bring something up because Gabe, you kind of just said it out of nowhere, and I was kind of wondering why you brought up the film Robots.
I was thinking about Fender. I'm sorry, but like
that
the red guy
movie was stacked.
It was good. It was amazing.
I've
do you
never...
know the cast?
It was I
didn't
stacked.
They have
the cast
Robbie?
Was
Robin Williams. That's all I remember.
He's looking
I've
up. He
seen this.
His phone.
Like, it's actually nuts. I don't remember. Like I have to
I've
look it up.
It, like,
that's how
three times, and every time it gets better.
Dude, I tried to watch it on YouTube because you know younger me didn't understand piracy laws. So every time I looked it up, I was like, oh, why can't I find it? So
it's hiding.
Yeah, it was hiding somewhere. It was hiding under a
I love piracy laws. They keep the internet safe.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, all right.
I don't think anybody knows Chris Wade, Robin Williams, Ewan McGregor. Obi-Wan was in the movie.
Obi-Wan.
Wait, who?
Who?
As who?
He was Rodney
Cooper. Copperbottom?
Copperbottom. Mm-hmm.
The blue guy.
Yeah.
He was...
The main character was Obi-Wan.
You know the girl like...
Yellow one?
Aunt Fanny.
Aunt Fanny.
Do you know who plays her?
Who?
And Jennifer Coolidge.
Jennifer Coolidge.
Isn't it the girl? Oh.
Yeah, that is. She has the funny, like...
She's the funny, weird...
People do dubs of her on TikTok.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
She just has such a...
Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks?
Was in that movie.
As who?
Big Weld.
Wow.
Honestly, I understand. I could see him. He's Big
Weld. I'm looking... Stanley Tucci, which I think was the guy in... he was in the Kingsman movies, wasn't he?
I don't know. I never watched the Kingsman movies.
He looks like it. I've seen Kingsman movie. He looks like it. He was Herb Copperbottom.
Dad.
Yeah, the dad.
Pop, pop. Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking... It's just like... There's so many that you would like... Never.
A-list, like...
No, not even A-list, like, people. Just, like, people knew in this, like, that were popular in, like, the sphere.
It's like,
the sphere.
Obi-Wan was the main character?
Yes.
You're kidding me. That, I did not...
Which is awesome.
That is...
Brian Scott McFadden was in the movie. He was a comedian. He was big then.
Sounds very funny.
Like, man.
This is Will Denton's photo, and I'm actually about to crack up laughing. Look at the Will Denton's photo.
Let me take a peek. Hand me that phone, because I cannot see it.
Look at the funniest picture on that row.
Will Denton. Oh, my gosh.
What's he look
so
like?
Awful. He looks so out of place.
It's so awful. Look at it.
Oh, my gosh. He looks so out of place.
Look at the one that looks out of place.
He looks like a middle schooler.
He looks like played freshman high school. Scott Pilgrim in that one movie?
I don't know. But yeah, it's like kind of stacked roster.
I know what movie you're talking about. I don't remember.
Jay Leno was in the movie.
Yeah, he was the fire hydrant.
Uh-huh. Michael Cera?
I don't remember his
Crawford
name.
Crawford Wilson.
I don't remember who he is. I know who he is. Like, I've seen him.
Yeah.
I just can't remember his name.
Some people have him, like, hung up on their wall, which I just think is the craziest thing ever.
That is kind of creepy. I'm not going to lie.
He's not, like, Markiplier attractive. He's, like, something
Dang.
Else. He's his own genre.
You just have to look it up. Like, I'm seeing people I know, but I guarantee more people know more people.
Look up
like
that movie Robots right now. Stop everything you're doing. Drop every task you have.
If you look through that cast, you'll find somebody
cast
you
list.
Know.
And if you're at home right now, watch Robots.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Drop everything. No more chores.
If you're doing some winter cleaning, preparing for Christmas, hey, you know, you're
drop
decorating
everything.
The house. You know, you got to watch a movie while you do it, right?
Yeah.
And what better Christmas movie to watch than Robots?
Terry Bradshaw's in the movie.
Terry who?
Bradshaw.
Bradshaw. As what?
As Broken Arm. This guy was a football player. An NFL quarterback. And he was in the movie Robots. That is how deep this rabbit hole goes. He was Broken Arm Bot in the movie.
Oh, he didn't have I remember. He had like 15 seconds tops of screen time.
That
he's an NFL analyst and an NFL quarterback,
which is awesome.
Yeah,
that's how deep this rabbit hole.
That is
a crazy
lineup. Cast list.
That is an astounding lineup.
You guys have never really seen that? Oh my god!
No, it's been
so
a while
funny.
Since I've seen. The
I was
movie.
Too young to understand.
So funny.
It's a work of art.
Yeah, just like this show.
And
the
show is amazing.
This show is definitely. This is the I feel like this is the epitome of what this show is called. It has been so off the rails today.
Took it off. I'm sorry.
It's been bonkers.
You want to put it back?
Well.
No, we have 2 minutes left.
Yeah, there's not really much to put back, my friend. Not much time.
I had a fun time.
Go into a deeper dive.
Yeah,
I had
a fun time too.
It's fun.
Well, how much deeper of a dive can we do
on
robots in 2 minutes?
Probably not much.
Figure out that an NFL quarterback was one of the actors in the movie.
I'm going to summarize the entire plot in 2 minutes.
Please don't.
Please don't spoil.
If you could,
he's born.
Dog,
the
movie was made
goes.
In like 2010. I think spoilers can be made.
I think after. Oh yeah, it has been 10 years. Jeez,
yeah, I
Louise.
Think.
Louise.
I think it's
I'm
all right.
Old.
We're not old. You
we're
just
old.
Think you're old.
No, we're old.
Do not say you're old. All
we're
right.
Old.
Listen.
All of us.
I strive just... to look like that one like silver robot.
Which one?
The, like, main antagonist. I hope, main... I hope I can look like him someday.
Upgrades, people. Upgrades.
That's right.
That guy. I don't remember his name.
Or Megamind.
Two classics.
Or Megamind. Megamind was cool, too.
He was.
That's a good movie. You heard this here, folks. You guys got an amazing lineup of movies and shows to watch while you're putting up Christmas decorations. Start with
watch
robots.
Watch Christmas music.
Watch no. Megamind, and then watch the best Christmas film of all time. Watch some Breaking Bad.
Watch some
that's
Die Hard.
Top 10.
That's
yep.
top 10.
Watch some
watch
Die Hard.
Christmas.
Die Hard.
Die Hard's a Christmas movie.
Sure.
Is it? In my opinion.
Home Alone.
Home Alone. Home Alone's a good one, too.
Yeah.
We should remake Home Alone, but live action.
Well, now we're talking about the stuff that we're supposed to...
What?
Now,
what? Sorry.
Now we're talking about the stuff that I was planning on talking about next week.
No, skip it. Skip it, quick.
No,
quick.
What?
Don't talk.
Yeah,
don't say anything.
Zip. All right. Everybody, thank you for joining us. Me, Brody, Gabe, thank
Hello.
You all so
Goodbye.
Very much. We'll see you all next week.